Welcome back to Clear Path, your roadmap to health and wealth, brought to you by the Transamerica Institute. I'm your host, Greg Tucker. Well, if you're like me, there's no more worse feeling in the world than oversleeping. It's that panic when you realize you've missed a deadline and there ain't nothing you can do to make it up. That's a little bit like the situation with open enrollment under the Affordable Care Act. The fact is the open enrollment period ended yesterday, February 15th, 2015, and most people who are uninsured and did not purchase a plan might have that pit in their stomach because they didn't obtain health insurance through an exchange or through traditional insurance market. Here to help us understand the implications is Hector De La Torres, who leads the Transamerica Center for Health Studies. Hector, what can we offer those folks out there who missed the open enrollment deadline of yesterday?
Well, there is one option in the exchanges, which is if you have a qualifying life event. This makes you eligible for a special enrollment period. It has to happen right around the time that the qualifying life event takes place. In other words, if one of these things happens today, you can't wait 6 months and say, oh, I had a qualifying life event 6 months ago. You have to do it relatively close to the actual event. Some of those are gaining citizenship, getting married, having or adopting a child, permanently moving to a new area that offers different health plan options, and very, very important, losing other health coverage. So if you lose your job and lose your coverage, you get a divorce, you lose your eligibility in some way and lose your health coverage, that qualifies you for this special enrollment period.
Okay, so you've missed the deadline, you're stuck with the penalty, and the next enrollment period isn't until October, right? October 15th or something. So
yes.
So really, that's it all depends on these life options, or these life events.
There are two other situations. One is if you are lower income, then you can qualify for Medicaid or the Children's Health Insurance Program for Kids. There is no open enrollment for Medicaid or CHIP. You can do that throughout the year, but you do have to qualify based on having lower income. The other option is if you have a serious medical condition at some point throughout the year, you can get under special circumstances coverage through the private health market. But again, that will not eliminate the need to pay the tax penalty because, you know, you just got it because you got sick, not because you had it throughout the year.
Right. What should people do if they think they qualify for one of these special circumstances to yet enroll?
They can call the Marketplace Call Center, which is at 1-800-318-2596. That's on our website. And folks can call there, lay out their situation, and they will determine whether you qualify for this exemption and are able to get the coverage.
Well, by all means, if you think you might, take advantage of that because of the penalties involved, of course. But even more importantly, the health coverage. Americans need health coverage, and the burdens of not having it are really too great individually and collectively. So we need to enroll. And hopefully enroll on time. Thanks, Hector, as always, for your insights and the resources you provide us. And again, there's plenty more at transamericainstitute.org. That's all we have time for here on Clear Path, your roadmap to health and wealth, brought to you by the Transamerica Institute. I'm Greg Tucker for WYPR, your NPR news station.